You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
I'm Oscar Brown Jr. In this chapter of Destination Freedom Black Radio Days, we hear the ballad of Satchel Paige. Over Lookout Mountain, his feet were a-treading, and ahead of his feet, the tales started spreading about a pitching man over 6 feet tall who learned to throw the atomic ball. Satchel Paige, next on Destination Freedom. Freedom, 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 freedom,
freedom. Welcome to Destination Freedom Black Radio Days podcast, a copyrighted program of No Credits Production, LLC. I'm producer-director Donnie L. Betts. From time to time, we'd like to share with you one of our shows from our archives. Here's a special one. Leroy Robert Satchel Paige was an American professional baseball pitcher who played in the Negro Baseball League and also Major League Baseball, MLB as it's known. His career spanned 5 decades and he was inducted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame. He pitched professionally, starting with semi-professional Mobile Tigers and also the Chattanooga Black Lookouts, the Negro Southern League, and also he had a real unique thing that he did. On town tours across the United States, Paige would sometimes have his infielders sit down behind him and then routinely strike out the whole side. At age 42 in 1948, Paige made his debut for the Cleveland Indians. To this day, that makes him the oldest debut in the National League or the American League history. He was 59 years old when he played his last Major League Baseball game. Next on Destination Freedom, Satchel Paige.
Destination Freedom. When the story of America's national sport is written, there has got to be one in it in a chapter from the fabulous career of world champion Cleveland Indians pitching ace Satchel Paige. Today, Destination Freedom will play that chapter entitled The Ballad of Satchel Paige.
Nobody knows when he first played on the baseball field. Some people say he put out season. Tried to steal. Some say he learned about curves watching Anthony Cleopatra. And ain't no truth in the story that
Methuselah was his catcher.
Oh, Satchel. Oh, Satchel Paige. Nobody dare bother about his age. Cause he's the best pitcher.
Case history of a legend starts this way. Mobile, a kid named Leroy Paige roamed like a tumbleweed through the streets, pitched bricks at tin cans on back fences when he played hooky from Oakdale High back near the bay. Struck out scrawny kids in the sandlot ball games, built a pitching arm and played against pro players who strolled down to the rough side of town and sent them scaring off with wild tales of a kid who had a baseball trained like a hawk. Said he could tear the heart out of home plate, stood 6'3" in his stocking feet, could bend back like a bamboo, could dust the ash off or smoke a cigar with a brick at 60 feet. And when he was 16 summers old, he heard about a baseball team in Chattanooga that was open to Negro ball players. And one hot night, he pointed his long, lean side 14s toward Tennessee, and he went a-trading over Lookout Mountain down toward the ballpark in the valley. Tails went a-spreading ahead of him.
Over Lookout Mountain, his feet were treading, and ahead of his feet, the tails were spreading. About a pitching man over 6 feet tall. Throw an atomic ball to Chattanooga Town with Satchel gangling to Lookout Park where he was angling. Now baseball boss, whose name was Bailey, had heard the tales he argued daily. With his coach Sam, they were not true. But the Pope just grinned. There was something he knew. He turned to boss Bailey to say something sage. Went over the mountain, tried to bid Satchel.
They say that's the way he came down on Chattanooga Ballpark. He walked on the field, walked around the field, walked across the field, stopped in front of Boss Bailey.
Hey, Coach.
Yes, sir, Mr. Bailey.
Who is this scarecrow?
His name is Paige. He pitches.
These hicks have more fair stories about ball players than the law allows. Don't know a baseball from a sweet potato. Boy.
Page is the name, Leroy Page.
And what might be your profession?
I'm a pitcher, like you said.
I need a pitcher, but you ain't the one.
Well, I can catch and bat.
The only catcher bat I ever hired be Josh Gibson. You Josh Gibson?
No, sir.
Who recommended you anyhow?
Folks around here, mostly. I got a surprising kind of pitching, they'd say. They say that
now,
I
look,
can...
Look, kid. Professional baseball ain't no game for you. I knew you grew up reading about Casey at bat instead of your rifle nursery rhymes. Right now, you ain't even a decent juvenile delinquent. Now, blow.
I'd like to help your team.
Best way is to get a job on our rival's team. Now, beat it.
Now, just a minute, Mr. Bailey.
Yeah?
Now, I own part of the stock of this team, too, now, don't I?
What are you getting at?
Well, they say this kid here can pitch.
You say that to say what?
Well, I bet you my share of the team stock against yours that he'll do all right in a trial.
Oh, sure. Soft-hearted, soft-headed coach. If you take stock in tall tales, I shouldn't mind taking over your stock in this team. All right, Sage or Cage or whatever they call you, grab a glove and go up to the bullpen and warm up.
Don't need no warming up, mister. I stay hot.
Don't even know the psychology of the game. Well, see if you can find your way up to the mound.
All right, sir, I'll do my best.
Coach, tell all the players to knock off and stand around. I'm going to see that this hick gets his fill of baseball. Get me Hank.
Oh, sure, Chief. Hey, Hank! Home run Hank! Boss, won't you?
What's pitching, boss?
That screwball on the mound there wants to give somebody a batting practice. Oblige him, will you?
I'll shoot line drive straight at his head, boss.
You just play with him somewhat. Give the team a little relaxation.
Sure, boss. I know just what he needs.
That hick needs a pitching good fit. Give it to him.
Go give that hick a pitching good fit. That was old man's cry. Knock the pitcher out of his box and I'll laugh until I die. Coach man went to the dugout and dug up the team's best catcher. For safety first, he measured Satchel and went and got a stretcher. But the young Satchel stood on the mound, one arm on his hip, other dangled near the ground. And the ball players laughed, like had a fit, while the catcher put on his guard and grabbed his mitt.
Hey, come on, pitch up now, quit stalling.
Yeah, come on, pitch. I'll show you why they call me a home run. Hey, pitch it up, don't worry about it.
Show something, man.
Oh, Satchel. They all called. Let's have that first bolt pitch. So he picked up the ball, felt the cowhide itch. While the players nudged each other, just waited to see the hit. Cause Hank was known to give any pitcher a good wild batting fit. And Satchel bent way back, like a stick of bamboo. Looked like a hairpin. Pin or a standing horseshoe. One long foot kicked a hole in the sky. The other held the ground. Then he must have pitched a blazing ball because there was a whistling sound.
What happened?
The bamboo stick had straightened up and he stood still and surveyed the damage. They say the batter had been knocked down by the breeze and the catcher, he was stone cold from the impact of the ball.
All right. Stop standing around with your jibs loose. One of these here sudden Tennessee cyclones just passed is all. Now help that catch up off to his feet there. Now, kid, pitch and don't wait till a freak wind blast to help you.
They helped the stricken batter, gave him a gentle shove. Got another catcher, put a pillow in his glove. Then young Satch went back to the mound and been way, way back. Brought the ball up from the ground.
It happened again. Catcher knocked out cold by the impact.
There's a cyclone around here. The weatherman should have warned us.
Wasn't no wind, Mr. Bailey.
And he's got a cannon in his pocket.
He ain't even got a slingshot.
Every human's human. Now set up another batter and then a catcher. We'll try one more time.
They set him up again like 2 10 pins. Gave him special guards against the whirling wind. Young Satch just turned and went back to the mound. Kicked at the sky, and then he unwound.
They set up batters like 10 pins in a bowling alley. And they struck them down till the sun went down over Lookout Mountain. And the coach knew he had won a team, and he had a player with the power of 22 men who could pitch like, well, he wasn't quite exactly human. The players crowded around, and the wily coach told the best old catcher to analyze that pitch.
Coach say, me and you gonna work together, Mr. Page.
Yeah, we'll be working for you from now on, Mr. Page.
just call me Satchel, boys.
Well, what I'm saying is, I'm your catcher, and we've got to get an understanding of each other.
Yeah?
A pitcher and a catcher got to, you know, get along like a doctor and a nurse.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Got to understand each other's signals.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you don't mind telling me, seeing as I don't want your trade secrets, you understand, I just want to know what I'm entitled to know.
Yeah, sure.
Then, tell me, what kind of ball do you pitch?
What kind?
I mean, like say, some pitchers got, well, a curveball,
yeah.
A knuckleball,
mm-hmm.
A jump ball, drop ball, beam ball, you see?
Yeah.
Now, give me a list of the kind of balls you'll be pitching, so I can learn how to signal for you.
Well, I'll tell you about the balls I throw.
Yeah.
One's fast.
Yeah.
And the other's faster.
Well, the catcher looked up and heard Satchel say, maybe someday when I'm old and gray, there'll be other balls I have to master. Now all I need is one fast and another faster. Didn't have no curve, didn't have no drop. Just one blazing ball the batters couldn't stop. Oh, Satchel, yes.
Satchel Paige.
Oh, Satchel. Built the pitch in the atomic gauge. Lean as a greyhound and tall as a tree. He was a pitcher of history. Oh, Satchel.
Oh, Satchel.
Oh, Satchel. Oh, Satchel Paige.
Satchel Paige.
They say they put him on the Tennessee team, put a uniform on his back, nailed spikes on to his 14s, sent him pitching around the Southern Circuit. Umpires in New Orleans, Memphis, Houston, Birmingham, Atlanta, Jackson, Tallahassee, and Macon watched his blazing pitch and put out their reports.
Strike three, batters out! Strike three, batters out!
They say he had them all singing the same tune, week in, week out, year in, year out. And they put up a poster that said,
Satchel Paige is pitching here tonight.
Strike three, take him away.
Batters beware, batters hide, batters beware.
Strike three, next batter. Strike three, you're out.
And people would come from miles around to see him pitch. As he moved from team to team, he'd hit the town of Pittsburgh, and a guy named Gus Greenlee saw the gold dust dripping off his long, willowy right arm and called him in, asked him to sign an odd contract.
You'll pitch your arm off in that Southern Circuit, never get nowhere. I got a proposition for you.
What's your pitch?
My team, the Pittsburgh Crawfords, lost the best batter in the country, Josh Gibson.
Josh Gibson, huh?
Gone to the Homestead Grays. I need you because you pitch like he bats. Nobody ever seen you banged out of the box. Now, with that kind of reputation that you're building up, you'll draw $100,000 a year.
I'd like to meet this guy, Gibson.
Listen, take my advice. When you see him at bat, you let some other sucker pitch. You've been winning 49 out of 50 games. All that proves is you ain't human. When you meet Josh Gibson...
I never met a batter I couldn't strike out, sooner or later.
If I have anything to say about it, you'll never meet that one. Now you play it safe. Let's barnstorm right.
He barnstormed about the whole country, Josh Gibson on his mind. He went moving down batters, mowing down them like an assembly line.
He frisked the lineups of 40 teams in 40 days, pitched shutouts, and in one game struck out 23 men. Wept caused the other seven fouled out. They say that young Satch ran into Chicago to play a hot series game, and his manager stopped him in the dugout.
Hey, Satch.
Yeah?
The team we're playing's imported a special batter.
special batter. Hope I don't hurt his feelings by striking him out.
I hope he don't hurt your reputation. That reputation's worth $100,000 a year to me. I can't afford to have it hurt.
Me neither. That's why I strike him out.
Satch, that special batter's Josh Gibson.
I've been waiting a long time for him.
Now listen, they write songs about his hitting like they write songs about your pitching. You stay in the dugout. I'm putting in a sub. I can't spoil your record.
What about his?
Yours is worth more.
I never duck no batter, and I ain't ducking this one. Let me loosen my arm up on this kind of hitter. I'll learn more.
I ain't letting you pitch this game.
It's either this game or no game.
All right. Go to your slaughter, you little lamb.
Walked out on the field and headed toward the mound. Looked up to the bleachers. Everybody was in town. Fans hung off the rafters. Fans stood on the roof. The test was Page or Josh Gibson's best. And see what they could prove. Josh Gibson was good and he swung a heavy bat. And when he hit the ball, it was no loving pat. Old Satch leaned back and gave the folks a show. And straightened up and let his lightning go.
Strike one!
All right, Satch, go get him!
Josh adjusted his cap and let out a sigh. And he watched that well-trained ball go by. Satch wound up again to deliver another blow. That something happened. It hadn't happened before.
Oh, 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 Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh,
man, look at that.
I got Satch who made his match.
Gone. Josh hit the ball. You could hear it sing. Shot over the walls like some wings. Like it had some wings. Oh, Josh just went and crawled around the park. Knew they wouldn't find that ball till way after dark. Oh, Satchel. Oh, Satchel Page. Crowd jumped up and roared like a peal of thunder. Old Josh Gibson had gotten your number. Oh, Satchel.
They say the long shutout record of Satchel stopped, and the manager, who never quite believed young Satchel was human, called him aside and said,
"You ain't the phenomenon I've been advertising. How do you explain yourself?"
"Well, just proves I'm human."
They say the next time he pitched to old Josh Gibson, it was in the park in Chicago. He let three men get on base just to get to Killer Gibson. When he came up to plate, Satch called out to him.
"Hey, Josh!
Hey, Satch!
I'm striking you out with three straight balls!"
"Ain't no man who human can do that."
"The first one will be fast!"
"Strike one!"
"The next one's fast!"
"Strike two!"
"This one's faster!"
"And strike three, you're up!"
And bedlam broke out in the boxes like measles. The crowd threw so many straw hats out on the field, it took 20 attendants 2 hours to clean them away. 10 cops beat back the congratulators. 2 doctors fixed Satch's hand bones. He broke through handshaking. And he went traveling on and pitched against the big league batters in all-star games. He caught Hack Wilson in Pasadena, struck him out 6 times straight. In Chicago, he sought out Babe Herman, and the Babe never got to first base. Ted Williams swung out like blind man in Brooklyn. He cut down Lord Wanner in Pittsburgh and struck out Joe DiMaggio in San Diego. Yes, sir. He dueled with Dizzy Dean up and down the West Coast and took him 11 out of 12 games. Picked out a kid named Bob Feller in Iowa, taught him every trick in the trade, and sent him up to the majors. And one pre-war year, Satchel knocked at the gates of the major leagues. But the scout shook a sad head.
If you had been with the Cubs, the Sox, the Senators, you could have won many a pennant for them. And some of them teams ain't seen no part of a pennant in years. But they still won't take you. People keep pushing against the Jim Crow door. It'll crack wide open one of these days. I hope you'll still be around.
scouts kept coming around and scouting. Not one of them was doubting. Into the major leagues old Satch would go once they got rid of that guy, Jim Crow.
And he kept traveling the circuit of the Negro League, played with the Baltimore Black Barons, the Cleveland Brown Bears, the Nashville Elite Giants, and the Kansas City Monarchs. Got so that the touts followed him around the country, gave guarantees that he ran like fables.
The great Satchel Pages are pitching inside this park. I've been fooled him on a guaranteed strikeout the first three batters.
And he looked back over his shoulder and seen that the first inning was over and the three batters had already swung out like rusty gates, and he called.
Oh, did I say the first three batters, folks? 5-1, Satch is guaranteed to strike out the first six. First six!
And when Satch sit down the next three, the Totters would hear the ump's report.
Strike three, batter out!
And increase their guarantee.
And I see the first six, I guarantee he'll strike out the first nine. Guaranteed, folks. Yep, that's guaranteed. Get your tickets right here. Guaranteed to strike out nine men.
They say he kept traveling and the guarantees kept growing. One season in Iowa, he struck out so many men, the outfielders were scared they'd be jailed for vagrancy, loitering around in the ballparks with nothing to do. He pitched north in the summer, south in the winters, and Latin American in the falls. He pitched all season, and his seasons lasted 12 months straight. And one winter season on a ball field in the high hills in Mexico City, he was practicing some new pitches for his repertoire while his coach speculated.
Changing your whole style of pitching, huh?
Yeah, think I'll ease up on my speedball, throwing curves, drops, and a few foolers. Curves like this. Only it won't curve.
Looks all right to me.
Funny, I didn't have no trouble curving it back in the States.
Watch your arm. You've been curving that ball for hours. Maybe it's the air.
I ain't stopping till I get it to curve like a corkscrew.
Way up on the mountain high. Couldn't throw a curve no matter how hard he tried. Old Satch woke up one mountain morning. He couldn't lift his arm to scratch his head. His pitching arm seemed like a piece of lead.
All right, Doc. You've been studying my x-rays all day. What's wrong with my arm?
He's hard to explain.
But can I pitch again?
Never. Here is what has happened. Many Mexican ball players make the same mistake. I am no baseball expert, but, well...
Pitch it, Doc.
It takes this earth and density of the air to make the curveball curve. That is, the spin on the curveball sets up a counter-reaction in the air, which causes it to waver somewhat. Is that it?
Keep on.
When the air is as thin as in the Mexico Mountains, a pitcher can throw his arm off trying to set up these air reactions. Nothing will happen. Except he can wound, dislocate the important parts of his body. In yours, an infection has set in. I advise Senor Page, rest. Plenty of rest.
I can't get up on that mound again?
If you do not want them to bury you under it, stay off it.
Hang up your glove. Forget the itch to pitch. If you don't want to be buried in a grave digger's ditch. Oh, Satchel, listen, and he sat stone still. But he made up his mind to do the doctor's will. I'll go join the Monarchs in Kansas City. I'll just be a coach, and that's a pity. For that'll be the end of me. Yes, that'll be the end of me. Oh, Satchel.
Oh, Satchel.
Oh, Satchel Page.
Satchel Page.
They say the batters came out of hiding from Houston to Honolulu and had a field day. They say the pitchers from Pittsburgh to Panama went in mourning as Sats went coaching for the Monarchs. And for a long time, nobody could make his long, lean fingers touch a ball. Nobody, except the boys he visited one day in a hospital ward in San Diego. They'd just come from Okinawa. They asked the government to send Satchel Paige round, and he came.
They sent him to the soldiers to bring him good cheer. When they heard he'd quit the game, they wept many a tear. One soldier said, "Mr. Paige, I heard of you since I was a child. I wanted to come home, see you make them batters swing wild." Another said, "Mr. Paige, I'm blind and I can't see no more. Let me feel your long right arm so I can know if it's really sore." Another sat right up and started crying. Didn't make a sound. Said he'd felt bad all night long with no satchel on the mound. Oh, satchel!
Oh, satchel
Paige. You was the best pitcher the good Lord ever made. Oh, satchel Paige. Please pitch some more, the soldier said. I'll do it, Satchel said. If it kills me dead. Oh, Satchel Paige.
He went back to that ballpark where the Monarchs were playing. Walked out on the field past the coach and the players. Bet his life savings he'd strike out the first 9 men.
You're crazy? You go up on the mound and you won't have no use for no money.
Is it a bet?
You're on.
They say the crowd got quiet when he stepped up on the mound. One leg shot up and tipped the sky, and the other held firm to the ground. And he must have thrown his blazer ball, cause there was that whistling sound.
Strike one!
There were curves, sidearms, overarms, underarms. There were bat jumpers and leap balls, bloopers and loopers, drops and dodges. Paige was pitching.
Oh, I'll throw a ball that'll split the heart of a dime. I'll pitch, and I won't stop this time. I'll pitch balls, I say, for my old age. Said old Satchel Paige.
They say he wound up like the first time he pitched his 14 towards Tennessee 25 years back. They say the batters and hard hitters went back into hiding. The doctors shook their heads and gave him up for dead. But he kept pitching round his 12-month season. And one evening in Cleveland, Bill Veeck and Lou Boudreau stood by while he threw 50 pitches to a batter.
That's enough. 46 strikes out of a possible 50. If you're ready to sign, that puts you on the Cleveland Indians team.
I've been ready a long, long time.
I know. Too bad they can't see the Satchel Paige the way I used to see you when I was a kid, slinging only those two kinds of pitches, fast one and a faster one. Jim Crow's cheated sports fans out of a fabulous time. You still got enough, more than enough, to show them what they could have seen if they'd have stopped segregation in baseball from the start. Now, how about getting in a uniform?
You may not pitch like you used to at all. You still got plenty of juice on the ball. Oh, Satchel Paige. Now look here, folks, I'm getting ready to go, cause the rest of my story, you all just about know. How the Indians won the pennant, and Satch helped steal the show. If you don't believe my story, it's sure enough gospel true. Goes to show baseball legend ain't meant for you. In front of him, fame was always a dangling. Came mighty late for Satch, the gangling. Oh, Satchel Paige. The greatest pitcher my good Lord ever made. Oh, Satchel Paige.
You have just heard Destination Freedom's dramatization of The Ballad of Satchel Paige. Tonight's cast included Jeffrey W. Nicholson, Seth, Vincent C. Robinson, Jan Van Sickle, Donnie L. Betts, Kurt Soderstrom, and Lionel Young as the balladeer, with special musical guests Otis and Cassie Taylor, Foley and musical direction by Brenda Mattson, with additional Foley help provided by Gabrielle and Jan Van Sickle. The engineers for Ballad of Satchel Paige were Darren Gabbert and Mike Pappas. I'm Rodney Franks.
Thanks for listening to Destination Freedom Black Radio Days. Destination Freedom, written by Richard Durham, is produced under the direction of Donnie L. Betts. I'm Oscar Brown, Jr.
That concludes this episode of Destination Freedom Black Radio Days. I'm producer-director Donnie L. Betts. Support for Destination Freedom is provided by the Bonfils Stanford Foundation, the Olympians Fund of the Denver Foundation, Arts and Society, and Karen and Johnny Klein. Destination Freedom Black Radio Days is produced by Donnie L. Betts. The series is remixed by Maurice Smith. Make sure you check us out at nocredits.com and pick up our podcast wherever you get your podcasts. iTunes, Radio Public, Spotify, etc. Follow us at Twitter at Donnie Betts, hashtag No Credits Production LLC, hashtag Black Radio Days, hashtag Destination Freedom Black Radio Days. Thank you for listening.
Oh, Satchel. Oh, Satchel Paige.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the SUFS. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, SUFS celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. SUFS has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah,
not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.